It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, taking a look at all things Chatham County. And for that, as always, we are joined by WCHL's own Aaron Hall. Aaron, how are you?
I'm well, Aaron. Keck, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I want to go back A3, because there are three of us here now.
There are a lot of Aarons here.
You're A1. I'm calling you A1.
And then Aaron Johnson is just AJ.
I'll be A-Trey.
Oh, I like it. All right. Yeah,
I'm A-Trey.
A-Trey Hall.
Maybe I can get a scholarship at UNC and I'll be got to wear the hat.
Or you'll star in the Never-Ending Story.
That's right. So a couple of things I want to talk about in Chatham County that happened this past week. And number one, we did a live stream with called Music Speaks Autism. I met some wonderful children who have autism, working with the Community Suzuki School. And just they played, and it was so heartwarming. And it's on TajTalk.com, and we hope to do that again. So that was a great thing. Also, December 6th, we have the Giving Night sponsored by MainStreetPittsburgh.com. So downtown businesses will be giving proceeds from sales, giving them to local nonprofits, and that's always wonderful. And to get your boogie on the day after Thanksgiving, we have North Carolina Zone. Can I say North Carolina Zone? Pittsburgh Zone. Liquid Pleasure going to kick it at the Roadhouse. So a lot of stuff going on in Chatham County.
If it's Pittsburgh Zone, it's also North Carolina
Zone.
That's right. America's own Liquid Pleasure is going to be.
America's own Liquid Pleasure. But I could not be any happier. So I asked him, I said, how should I introduce you? And he said, hey, man, you know me. I wear many hats. And so I know the man of many hats, the cat in the hat. We have our local Chatham County and Carrboro Poet Laureate, my friend, Mr. Gary Phillips. Gary Phillips, how are you?
Gary, good to have you here.
Great to be here with the two Aarons.
Awesome.
Well, we're happy to have you. So we'll get right to it. We talked about some things, and one thing that I know you're well-versed in is the history of Chatham County politics. From your point of view and with this past election, what can you tell us?
Sure. Well, it's Chatham County kind of flips back and forth a bit, but it is solidly in the blue category and does well in sort of amazing ways. We have one of the highest voting rates of any county in North Carolina, extraordinary people, a good discourse. Very important organizations. I came on as a county commissioner in Chatham County in 1998. Some people call me the first environmental commissioner, but I believe Carl Thompson could claim that.
Carl Thompson.
But those were strong, amazing years. We had a lot of development pressure. I lost my second election as they raised about $250,000 in development money against me, and the Home Builders Association came out against me in a hard way, and it's all interesting in Chatham County politics.
And as the politics go, so go the environmental happenings in Chatham County and the region. What can you share with us about that, man?
Well, we have some of the strongest environmental organizations in the state. If you look at the Harbor River Assembly and Friends of the Rocky River, if you look at all the work that the Triangle Land Conservancy has done in Chatham County, and the work that the commissioners have done. You see some of the largest collections of protected land in our region that has been personal property that's put into preservation. So that's pretty amazing. We've got 800, almost 1,000 acres up and down the Hall River at the intersection of 15501 that's going to become a state park. Right now it's a natural area. Going to have 8-10 miles of trails there. We've got so much going on and so many good people doing it. I'm really proud of our Board of County Commissioners. You're talking people like Karen Howard and Diana Hales and Jim Crawford and, even the Republican on that bunch is a good man, Walter Petty. He's a good man. He does good work. I like all of them, every single one of them. I'm very proud of them. They're good people, and they're doing a good job.
Gary mentioned so many people in Chatham County, and Chatham County residents being not just active in politics, but particularly active. Is that a new development, or has that always been the case?
I think it's always been the case. I think it's really interesting. We have so much to fight for. We're the most rural county in North Carolina, and we're in our triangle. Pardon me, that's what I really mean. We're the most rural county in the triangle. We're the only county in the triangle that has more farms today than we had in 1990. So we have a lot going on for us, and we want to keep a scale that's appropriate and a connection to our natural resources and to protect the areas that we love. We're a combination of Chatham rabbits who've been here all their lives and their mama's lives and three generations backward to people who just got here. And everybody brings something to the table, and hopefully we can all make a dialogue big enough to have everybody's voice be part of what's happening.
Knowing that we have a growing Latino community, and you know, and I know that you're close
something
to
be proud of.
That's right. And I know you're close to the Latin community as well as TajTalk.com and WCHL. What can you tell us about? There's a term out called Latinx. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I love Latinx. Latinx is a way to talk about Latino communities that does not make them male or female, and that also incorporates the work and the perceptions of the youth. My wife, Ilana DuBester, is a Latino organizer.
El Vínculo Hispano.
That's right. And check out El Vínculo Hispano. It is amazing.
I agree.
This year, they backed an international corporation into a corner and made them cough up and create a legacy for a group of people they had accidentally dispersed.
We have that footage. I have that footage on TajTalk.com,
right.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Man, it was just incredible. But one of the things I really want to say is that she has in Selena Gomez.
Awesome young lady.
She is the youth organizer. Over 25 youth, taking them to Greensboro this week, to Nasher last month. This is an amazing group of kids. And what I love about them is that in that community of kids, there is nobody who's an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets pulled into the circle. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taking care of everybody else. And I'm so impressed with them.
So when we talk about the youth movement, there was a youth movement here on campus that was taking down the Silent Sam statue. Mm-hmm. What can you tell? We know that's an issue in Chatham County and what have you.
Sure,
about that if you would.
Well, you know, I grew up redneck, poor, white, trash, multiracial family in the South. And I had a perception of the Civil War until my friends corrected me when I was 16, 17 years old. That was deeply protective of the spirit of the poor white people who had to fight as soldiers in that war. And so I understand that perspective. But the fact is, all of these statues that we see around us are really just payants to racism. Mm-hmm. They weren't put up after the Civil War. They're not honoring people. They're trying to put a symbolic object up in front of people to say, hey, we're white people, we're in charge of this. And that history is a terrible history that's mm-hmm. never been really talked about much in the South. So I celebrate, I'm glad that Silent Sam is moving away somewhere. And 50 years ago, people said we should get rid of Silent Sam. Mm-hmm. It's not as if that question has not been asked before. So it's time for us to look more carefully and closely and to have a wider dialogue about all these things and to bring more people into that picture.
And to take us into that, knowing that you're a poet laureate and definitely got a gift of the gab and wordsmith and all that, tell us about, you know, the adventures of being a poet laureate and how that comes about. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of playing drums behind you and being on stage with you.
We rocked the stage together,
but definitely you brought some lyrical styling. So tell us what that's like.
Well, it's been a real treat for me. Town of Carrboro is, I believe, one of the most unique towns in the South. Right now, it is the only town in America that we know of that begins every single meeting of its board of aldermen, of its governing body, with a poem. And that's one of my responsibilities, put a poem down in front of Board of Aldermen every single week for every single meeting.
New poem every time?
Every time.
Wow.
Now, I don't think I've said the same one twice. And some of them are mine, some of them are others. I have a mm-hmm. poet's council, and they put that down. The other thing that we do is we organize a four-day poetry festival. This is our second year. I'm 2.5 years into this. And this year we saw between, 800 and 1,000 people at a poetry festival mm-hmm. in a little town in the South, sponsored by and organized by the Recreation Department. Again, I don't know another town in the United States that has the Recreation Department have enough sense to sponsor a
Which
poetry festival.
Which is kind of
festival.
A sad reflection on the rest of the United
yes,
States.
It
right?
is.
Yeah.
It
there
is.
Ought to be more.
And we make it recreation. One of the things we do is we have a curated open mic poetry event on Thursday night. That's my favorite event. Mm-hmm. Over 40 poets line up to put out two poems apiece. We give them all the respect in the world. We publish their bio and their photograph. We set the whole thing up. The station hosted us, Carrboro's biggest bar, I guess, besides the Cat's Cradle. And we filled it for 4 hours with poetry. So
Well, I just got the message that where I saw you, Stories Happen in the Forest, which is done by Dana Smith and
Dogwood Alliance.
Dogwood Alliance, I saw you at Motorco with that. And so, good things happen with poetry here. Great things happen with environmental consciousness.
Amen.
And couldn't be any better than having my friend Gary Phillips here all the time. Will you keep coming back and sharing with us?
Of course.
I may have to have you come and be a guest host and all that because you're always laying it down, man.
Yeah.
Aaron, what you got, man?
Awesome. I'm just enjoying this conversation. It's terrific.
Gary makes it real easy.
Hey, so again, check out Chatham County Roundup. The whole archive's on our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the WCHL On Demand page for that. Trey, you got anything else in Chatham coming up?
A1, we got so much coming up. We have our Christmas this Saturday or Sunday. I should know that. This week, if you come to downtown,
this weekend,
we have our beautiful Christmas festival. And again, I say this often, that we have one of the last Norman Rockwell-esque looking downtowns. And when they set it for Christmas, it makes it real nice. Go ahead, what you got, Gary?
Can't miss the Chatham County Studio Tour, the first studio tour of our entire region. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's going to open in Siler City for the first time.
Awesome.
Like Siler, and for those of you listening and watching, like the Siler City that you heard on Mayberry. That same Siler City, you know.
And there's your Chatham County Roundup. Aaron Hall, Gary Phillips, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.